In today's halacha, we're going to discuss the laws and customs relating to the one of the more memorable Purim mitzvahs, which is the mitzvah of the Purim Seuda. It's a mitzvah to eat a lavish and festive meal on Purim. The Mechaber states in 696-7 a very interesting wording that it is a biblical command to eat meat and drink wine on Purim, as rejoicing on Purim is from the words of Scripture, which has the same power as the words of Torah. To such an extent does the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch amplify the mitzvah of Seudas Purim. How many meals must be eaten to fulfill the mitzvah? The answer is one meal. One fulfills his obligation through eating even a single meal on Purim day, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, if it is eaten at the proper time. One does not fulfill his obligation by having a meal on the night of Purim, even if it's a very lavish meal, and he must have another meal again the next day. Nevertheless, also on the night of Purim, despite there not being an obligation of Seudas Purim, one is still to rejoice and increase slightly in a festive meal, as ruled in the Ramah. However, the main festive delicacy should be saved for the next day. Prior to commencing the meal during the day, one should learn words of Torah, as is recorded in the Ramah, in order to protect from any damage that may occur during the meal. Purim day is one of the days is one of the auspicious days that the Nigun of Dalet Bavos may be sung, and many sing it during the Purim meal. When during the day is the Purim meal to be eaten? So customarily, the Purim meal is eaten after an early mincha, as is recorded in the Ramah and in Sefer HaMinhagim. In any event, one is to make sure to eat at least majority of the meal while it is still daytime. As the Ramah states, the one who just begins the meal before night, before Shkia, and eats majority of it at night, are to be protested as they are making a mistake. Nevertheless, there are places that defend such a practice. However, as we said, it states in Sefer HaMinhagim that we have the meal early after an early mincha, and thus we rule, as does the Ramah, that one is to eat majority of the meal while it is still day before Shkia. Technically, one fulfills his obligation even if he eats the festive meal in the morning, and as the Ramah writes, one who desires to do so may do so even initially. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, that Purim this year falls on Friday, unlike the rest of the world where it's on Thursday, so as it states in Shulchan Aruch, the Purim meal should take place in the morning due to Kavod Shabbos. If one is unable to do it in the morning, it should take place at the very least prior to the 10th hour of the day. And if that is also not possible, then it may take place up until Shkia. L'chatchila, as is written in Paiskim, it is best not to do Peres Mape and enter the meal into Shabbos, but rather to bench before sunset arrives. The meal menu. So as we said, it's a mitzvah to have delicacies and festive foods. It's best to wash on bread for this meal, even though it's debated in Paiskim. And as is brought in Paiskim, it's proper custom to break bread specifically for the Purim meal, as is done on Erev Shabbos. The minhag is to eat legumes, which are called zar'oinim, grains and legumes, as these were eaten by Daniel in Bavel. It's disputed whether one's meal must consist of actual meat, and this refers to specifically animal meat, as is written in the Mekor Chayim, then one should have beef or animal meat as opposed to poultry on Purim. Although this matter is debated in Paiskim, practically it is best for one to do so, as according to all, one who enhances the eating of foods, of delicacies on Purim is fulfilling a biblical mitzvah as stated explicitly in the words of the Mechaber. It is customary to eat kreplach, a meat-filled pastry dough, during the Purim meal, and it is as well customary to have hamantaschen during Purim. It's recorded in Paiskin that one is to gather his family and friends in order to have this meal, as it's not possible for one to rejoice when he is alone. The mitzvah of getting drunk, libsume bepuria. So men are obligated to get drunk on wine on Purim to the point that they cannot defer between blessed is Mordechai and cursed is Haman. This mitzvah is included within the mitzvah of Seudas Purim. Nevertheless, there are opinions that rule, and so brings the Ramah, that one should just drink slightly more than normal and then go to sleep, and by that means fulfill not knowing the difference. In essence, Chassidim, as the Rebbe stated in numerous sikhs, were always particular to fulfill the exact wording of the ruling of the Mechaber, which is literally to get drunk until you don't know the difference. although it is known that the Rebbe made a gzeirah, a decree against drinking more than 4 glasses of alcohol, and even that should not add up to more than a sum of a revius, 86 milliliters of alcohol. There are different sources and different sikhas regarding whether this decree applies to Purim as well, and each person is to ask his afeila harav regarding this matter. In some sikhas, the Rebbe said it doesn't apply, while in others he said it does apply. And to conclude with the same words of the Ramah, that whatever one chooses to do, it should be done l'shem shamayim, and that chas v'shalom, no damage to any other Jew, and no spiritual damage should occur to him as a result of this. And if he feels that something will, then he shouldn't drink. This mitzvah of getting drunk is fulfilled with wine, although it can also be fulfilled with any other type of alcoholic beverage. Although it is best to drink wine, as many the main miracles of Purim took place through wine. The mitzvah of getting drunk on Purim is fulfilled during the day by the Purim meal, and thus one is to reach this state of mind before sunset, as that is the time frame of fulfillment for all the mitzvahs of Purim. Women are not obligated to get drunk, and neither are children, and they don't have to be educated to do so. Regarding the meaning of getting drunk to the point that you don't know the difference, so various explanations have been given by Paiskim. Most of them explaining that it doesn't mean that you should literally become drunk till you think that Haman is a tzaddik and Mordechai is a rasha. Chas v'shalom. However, based on the writings of Arizal and Kabbalah, one is to get drunk literally till that point that he can actually say the words Baruch Haman instead of Aruch Haman, as he explains that when one needs the restraints of his physical body and animal soul, and he blesses Haman, he's actually refining the good, and the godliness is found even within the evil. Regarding Birchas HaMazon, so one is to remember to add Al Hanisim, unless he has already davened Ma'ariv, in which case he can no longer say Al Hanisim of the Purim day meal that he ate. Regarding benching and davening Ma'ariv while one is in a state of drunkenness, so one may say all blessings while drunk. L'chatchila, initially one is to bench before he reaches a state of drunkenness, that he cannot speak before a king without stumbling over his words. Nevertheless, b'di'evit, if one became satiated from the meal, he is to bench even if he is in an extremely drunk state. However, regarding davening, it's forbidden to daven under the influence of alcohol if one drank to the point that he cannot walk straight or feels extremely under the influence, in which case he should rest, sleep, etc. until the alcohol leaves him and he sobers up to daven. And if he doesn't reach it by the time of davening passes, then the next day he should just daven twice.